This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While President Trump recovers from COVID-19 in a military hospital waiting for his doctor's blessing to be released, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in the spotlight as a person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign. Although the president says he's as anxious to get back to campaigning, for now Pence will take the leading role in the final stretch before the November 3rd election. The spotlight on Pence will be especially bright Wednesday, when he will participate in the vice presidential debate with California Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after Biden spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump. Biden had 2 negative tests on Friday as well. He is scheduled to travel Monday to the state of Florida. His campaign said it will continue to observe public health guidelines on masks, social distancing, and crowd sizes. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic despite weeks of rising infections, but he warned that the country faces a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher restrictions, social restrictions, are needed to suppress a second pandemic wave already sweeping the country. But many in Johnson's party argue restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Johnson told the BBC that the government had to strike a difficult balance and he couldn't take a course that could expose us to 10,000 more deaths in a very short order. This is VOA News.